I've had housemates way back when who couldn't resist recreational use of some psychedelics such as psilocybin. They eventually prospered. Other people not using psychedelics are not surviving well if they suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or other psychiatric disorders. However, anecdotes are piling up from some sufferers who turned onto the drugs and got relief, if also hallucinations deemed tolerable by some. Scientific studies are growing in number, too. Can the drugs be modified to keep their beneficial effects but drop the hallucinations? Zheng Zhu and 35 colleagues in China have generated an important clue. They researched 9 psychedelics and non-psychedelic drugs to find that there is a receptor protein in the brains of mice that generates the hallucinatory effects when the drugs contact it. It's called 5-HT2A. They examined the binding of drugs to the receptor at the molecular scale. This enabled them to synthesize an amphetamine derivative that binds strongly but has no psychedelic effect. Note, they didn't have to ask the mice how their trip was. It's a step towards psychiatric treatment without seriously disorienting side effects. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.